You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's Digital Drive time on a Monday. We have our other resident tech and EV specialist that we have in studio from time to time, Mudiwa Gavaza, who's also a tech journalist at the Business Day, joining us to take a look at some interesting developments out of Alibaba. Mudiwa, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Alibaba launched a new series of AI glasses. We didn't even know they had a series in the first place.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating to see what's going on here. And what's most interesting about this is, on top of my personal, to-buy list, has been the Meta Ray-Ban glasses for at least the last 18 months. So to hear that possibly there's a competitor that could dethrone them, oh, very, very tempting, very enticing.
So Mudiwa, tell us about this development from Alibaba. They've had models out in the past. What are they doing differently here?
So a lot of it just has to do with, the AI features. I would just say, you know, those are the those are the big things that people are touting, as being the big thing that, makes some of these, these glasses different. And then also in the same way that Meta has, made its glasses work very well in its ecosystem. So the ability to use Meta AI, the ability to take, certain content for Instagram, etc. These glasses work very well, in that I'm just going to call it Ali, ecosystem. So I'd say, your ability to transact, your ability, to make things like that, I think it's going to be a big one. And then the user base for a country like China, you almost instantly have, huge adoption. I saw just the AI platform on its own already has, over 10 million users. So it's a good one, to say the least.
Mudiwa, how do we make sense of potentially how this could affect other markets? We know the likes of Alibaba are looking to come into the South African market to compete with the likes of Amazon through that AliExpress business. We've seen in the past that that initial launch might not have been as successful as they had hoped, but obviously introducing products like this that tech specialists such as yourself are interested in could potentially bode well for expanding into new markets.
No, it definitely could, and especially the especially the utility, because when it comes to these glasses in particular, I'm really hoping that for us saying Quark AI, I hope we're saying that correctly. I'm pretty sure that there's a different way that it's pronounced, but your ability to search the internet, automatically compile meeting notes, make payments, listen to music, and then manage the schedule. Where I would say they may stand out, if you are to bring something like this into South Africa, one of the key things that I would be keen to know is what type of features they restrict and don't restrict. I actually had an opportunity to try on the Meta glasses last week. One of my mates actually had a pair, and he was actually even just complaining that there's certain features, main features of main features of the AI that are actually geo-restricted, right? Where you almost have to use a whole VPN just to use certain features on your own glasses. So if the likes of Ali can make sure that some of those things are better to use, better experience, and you reduce those restrictions, then you already are giving a better experience than the competitor, one. Two, when it comes to the local market, we've seen a couple of big partnerships being announced. BCX working with Ali's cloud platform. We've also seen Vodacom working with Alipay, for their own financial services platform. So it's no small what you call the stretch of the imagination that a company like Ally will be looking to come into South Africa and using something like this to penetrate even further.
It's quite an interesting observation, Madiwa, that the local partnerships and at least the significance of those local partnerships could be a good way for companies, especially in the tech space, to come into the market. I want to get your thoughts perhaps around whether or not this will expand into product and not just market presence and market share, whether or not we might just start to see the products that historically might have been restricted from South Africa come into South Africa potentially as a tactic. You touched on the fact that some of the features at the moment are being locked out of certain regions. Do we perhaps think that in the digital world we're living in, where you're introducing new products like AI glasses, it might be more beneficial to just make them open-ended so that you can get greater access in a market where you might be a first mover?
I think you definitely, by reducing some of those restrictions, you can make a lot of headway. The Chinese companies have already shown us what you can do if you have the right set of features at a good price in the vehicle market. We don't need to go far to see, a parallel. When I think about the different partnerships that I have identified, probably the Vodacom one would be the more consumer-facing one. The one that could easily be activated the best, for something like this, the ability to make payments, using your glasses. I can see a world where Vodacom, for example, decides that, okay, fine, we're going to market, these glasses. You can come in and as part of the feature set, you can instruct, but you can use that payments capability to do certain transactions on, the VodaPay platform because you have that integration, with Alipay, all of that. So I can see a world where something like that, is a reality. The other one that I would just point at is that would also be a good test case, for, the likes of Ally, to say, okay, fine. If we can just test it using a partnership with a well-established brand like a Vodacom, then it makes it an easier case because we already have a lot of people in South Africa shopping on AliExpress and all of those platforms. But as a consumer product, I think this would be a really good first entry. Recently, Xiaomi, Redmi, Oppo, and then most recently Honor, have really shown huge growth in South Africa. So just how they come into the market and play it is going to be key. And I think just that good feature set, and if they take advantage of a partnership like the one with Vodacom, they could really make an impact in the market.
Interesting developments in the world of AI and product placement. We're going to leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much, Madiwa, for those insights. Madiwa Gavaza of Business Day joining us to take a look at some developments in the tech space.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.